best new music and the tracks you love. This is WRS, Lake Geneva's voice.
And of course, we've got the BBC Business Report brought to you by igbank.com after 5 o'clock right here on Drive Time. BBC World Service News on the way at five. Paul Bristow is our brand new gadget guru here at World Radio Switzerland. We love Paul's passion for all things high-tech, digital and gadgety. He knows his stuff as a former chief technology officer and founder of the Lake Geneva startup Pangloss Labs. Pangloss Labs is all about facilitating open source software, open source hardware and creative technology applications right here in our own backyard. So if you've got a good idea, take a look at how you might be able to collaborate with PanglossLabs.org. PanglossLabs, one word, .org. For the final time in 2014, our brand new gadget guru, Paul Bristow, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Tony.
How's your week been?
So far, so good. Lots of 3D printing this week.
What have you been printing up?
So everybody's been printing cookie cutters. So different shapes, downloading things. We've had everything from, I printed out the Impact Hub logo, which is a co-working space in the centre of Geneva. Hmm. Printed out theirs. There's Christmas stars, so Christmas trees,
now,
etc.
Our listeners can't see them at the moment, but you've basically done a cookie cutter in the shape of a Christmas tree.
Yep.
You've done a Christmas star. Now, you did these with a 3D printer.
Yeah, these are just downloaded from the internet and 3D printed.
Now, here's a question for you. Where would you go if you wanted to get something 3D printed in Geneva? Where would you go?
Right now?
Yeah, where do you go?
Your only real chance is to come down to the Hackerspace tonight.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday. Yeah, Hackerspace is open. Yeah. It's the open evening Tuesday nights. That's the place to go. If you want something a little bit flashier, then there's a company called Printabit. Which does sort of gold and brass and metallic 3D printing. But that's very more high-end, more for gifts for your significant other.
So Tuesday nights at Hackerspace, where do you meet?
That's in Avenue de la Praille in Carouge from 7 o'clock every Tuesday night. It's the only thing that we've successfully organised is we're always open every Tuesday night.
Whereabouts along the
and
avenue?
And that's number 36. But please look at the website. There's a secret way to get in. You will need the telephone number. You will need to get a little bit
code.
Complicated. Yeah, if you can't decode that, then you don't deserve to get in, basically.
You need to be standing on one foot with one arm in the air when you're trying to tap that code into the secret little panel. What's the website address for that one?
Website address is posttenebraslab.ch or just Google Geneva Hackerspace.
I think that might be easier.
That's easier.
Geneva Hackerspace to find out more if you'd like to. And who goes along to the Tuesday night Hackerspace meeting?
Everybody. I mean, we've had sculptors, artists. We had a Korean guy doing a world tour of kimchi cooking at one point. We have absolutely anything turns up.
Technology related or is it?
It's usually to do with making in one way or another, but making can be
baking.
Everything from you know, coding websites in PHP through to carving spoons by hand.
Oh, I'll be there. Now, do you have an agenda or is it just a bit of a free-flowing, free-form sort
good
of
grief.
Gathering?
No, it's a hackerspace. There's no organisation at all.
Sounds like WRS on a good day. Now, you've brought in these 3D printed cookie shapes, cookie cutters. I want to find out how much would it cost to have something like that printed?
Basically, to do this, it's really down to the machine time. So it depends on the size of the cutter. So something like Christmas star, which is about, let's say,
the size
10
of a
centimeters
palm.
Across. Yeah. Yep. That would take about 45 minutes to print.
And how much?
And typically we're talking about something like 25 euros an hour to rent a machine.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Something like that.
25 euros per hour.
Hour. Yeah.
So if that's 45 minutes, your cookie cutters cost you 20 times more than you could buy the cookies for in the shop.
Exactly. But if it's your shape, so you can do this in any shape at all. So example, if you go to something like cookiecutter.net, that's a website where you can design your own 3D printed cookie cutters just from a drawing. You can do an outline of, say, your kid's face and create cookies of your children.
No parent wants a cookie in the shape of their child's face.
At least you know whose cookies they are.
That's true. That could be a good way to spoil Christmas, couldn't it? Paul Bristow joins me here in the studio, our new gadget guru. Very much looking forward to staying in contact in 2015. As you reflect on the past year, Paul, which technological development do you think has transformed the world?
Well, actually, when I was talking about cookie cutters on my Facebook page, I had a comment and it said, oh, come on, stop with all the cookies. What about flying cars and hoverboards and instant pizza? And actually, all of those things have come out this year. So there's been the hoverboard. I don't know if you remember seeing that.
I mean, yeah, in what was it, Back to the Future?
No. There was a hoverboard that was made using rotating magnetic levitation. So if you look up Hendo hoverboard on Google, you'll find a YouTube video of a real live levitating hoverboard.
But I read about this during the year. Wasn't that a bit of a scam? Where
that was the Tony Hawk scam at the beginning of the year. That was a scam that they did. They thought it would be a bit of fun to do that video. But then a company that was working on magnetic levitation technology said, wouldn't it be fun if we really did this?
Hendo
hoverboard. So Hendo it only works on magnetic surfaces.
Yeah.
And then some people said, well, hold on, that only works on magnetic surfaces. I want a hoverboard that works everywhere. So another guy, if you look up Mr. Hoverboard on YouTube, he actually just took like a giant wide skateboard, attached four leaf blowers to it, and he rides this around. I think he should try it in Geneva on a Sunday and see how quickly it goes before he gets arrested.
That's a better use for leaf blowers than blowing leaves, because you know what happens with those things. There's a bloke that gets out here every Monday morning in the car park next to us, and he walks around for hours and hours with the leaf blower, and he just blows the leaves from one side of the car park to the other.
Yeah.
So I reckon leaf blowers under your hoverboard.
It's
do they work? Does the Hendo hoverboard and Mr. Hoverboard work?
They both work.
How much are they?
The Hendo one is just a technology demonstration. I mean, that's brand new technology. The Mr. Hoverboard one is four leaf blowers. You know, you go into a MediaMarkt, pick up four leaf blowers in the sales, and off you go.
I love it. The other thing that caught my attention this year, I mean, I love when technology has the impact or the effect of benefiting mankind. But that aside for a moment, the other one has been that jetpack. I mean, the jetpack has been around for a while, but that seems to have come ahead in leaps and bounds, to pardon the pun, this year.
This is actually pretty much a Swiss development, right? We have the jetpack guy that flies around the Lake Geneva.
There's another one from New Zealand as well, and apparently the American government have bought into the Kiwi guys' jetpacks. So be interesting where we will be in 12 months' time, when you and I are sitting down here in 12 months' time and reflecting on 2015.
Well, the other one was, I was looking at the flying cars to see how many launched this year, and there's actually too many to list.
No.
If you just Google flying cars launched 2014, you get an enormous page of all these new flying car projects that are all supposed to be deploying in the next few months.
Wow.
And there's even, I don't know if you saw this one, there was even a hover bike, which looks a bit like the hovering bikes from Star Wars, where you have...
Or E.T. Remember the ones from E.T.?
Well, this one's got big rotating fans front and back, but it's real.
It's happening, folks.
This stuff is coming. I'm not sure how, coming in from Fernie into Geneva, I'm not sure how I crossed the runway.
Well, but... I mean, it starts to raise air traffic issues. And that's what they're talking about with these driverless cars as well. I've done a couple of stories on the driverless cars this year. And that's one of the big challenges, is changing the international driving regulations such that the cars are able to communicate. Because you don't want all of these driverless cars out there not talking to each other.
Isn't that pretty much what we have now? We have driver cars not talking to each other.
It's probably better than that.
It's better that way.
Exactly. Something that I saw just the other day, and I thought, I've got to mention this to Paul when he comes in on Tuesday. Paul Bristow here, our new gadget guru on World Radio Switzerland, the remote-controlled pickup truck, like a little SUV. It's remote-controlled, and it was being used in America to plow the snow. So there was this guy with his remote-controlled little small pickup truck, and on the front of that he had a snow plow, and he was driving this remote-controlled SUV up and down his driveway with the plow on the front clearing the snow.
Wouldn't it be faster to use a shovel?
Probably, but not as much fun.
not as much fun.
As we wrap up this afternoon, 5 minutes away from 5 o'clock, BBC World Service news at 5. Did you want to leave us with a couple of thoughts, a couple of things there, the Savi?
Couple of things. If you're really desperate for Christmas presents, then now you're basically down to vouchers online. So, you know, if you can still get vouchers from, say, Amazon or iTunes, those are actually quite good as presents, because once you get the voucher,
yep,
you can download something straight and be away. Using it in a couple of minutes.
Yes, so same with iTunes, thing. Those sorts of things as well.
Yeah. And then the final thing is, if you did too much Christmas shopping online,
mm.
then there is hope for you. There is downloadable from a company called Game in the UK, game.co.uk,
yeah.
a Christmas shopping simulator. You can download this for your computer and you can relive the experience, the older time experience of going to the shopping mall and trying desperately to hunt for a Christmas present. It combines the boredom of shopping for Christmas presents
yes.
with the lack of action, well, with what looks like the action in Grand Theft Auto, but without any of the violence or things that make the game fun.
And you don't even have to leave home to do it.
You don't have to leave home. You don't even have to pay any money.
So it's Game?
Game.co.uk.
.co.uk.
The Christmas shopping simulator. It is a truly dreadful thing to do.
If you're a bit bored at the moment, got far too much time on your hands, and you're looking for something to do, game.co.uk. In the meantime, why not head on down to Hackerspace this evening in Geneva? Look, just search for it. Do a search for Hackerspace Geneva. You'll find the website. You'll find the details there, the secret code and the phone number and everything else. Paul Bristow, thank you. You look like you wanted to say something then.
Just one last thing, if yes. you don't already know about it, the Santa NORAD tracker.
Ah, quickly tell us.
Yep, if you don't know about this, every year NORAD, the American Defense Agency, have a website that allows you to track where Father Christmas is in real time.
And what's the URL for that one?
It's... I Google it. It's Santa NORADSanta.org. It's something
okay.
like this.
Okay.
But Google Santa NORAD tracker. It's the first hit. And then you'll be able to tell
Follow
your kids exactly where he is and when they should be in bed.
Wonderful. Nice little tip as we wrap up this afternoon. Paul's going to be back in 2015. Very much looking forward to that. Paul Bristow, thank you.